Theater critic Jaywin Russick joins me in the studio. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Tom.
So you have been to see Dirty Dancing. It's at Hippodrome Theater in the Bromo Tower Arts and Entertainment District. It's a stage show, a Dirty Dancing. I think everybody remembers the movie, but it has actually a rather unusual history. I mean, what can you tell us about the history of Dirty Dancing?
Well, yes, it is based on the movie you remember, 1987 movie that starred Patrick Swayze and Jennifer Grey. It has a script by Eleanor Bergstein, who wrote the screenplay and co-produced the movie. This show, Tom, opened in Australia back in 2004. It toured Australia, New Zealand. It opened in Germany in 2006. It was a big hit there. It opened later that year in London. It toured the United Kingdom. It returned to London. It toured again. It's played in Toronto and Holland and South Africa. There was a limited pre-Broadway American tour in 2008, but it never made it to Broadway. So now it's back in this country. The Hippodrome engagement, I think, comes about halfway into the current U.S. tour.
It's quite the international pedigree. That's very nice. So now I noticed that the show is called Dirty Dancing, the Classic Story on Stage. So is this basically, you know, did they transplant the movie to a live stage show?
That is exactly what they did, Tom. It has the same plot. A rich teenage girl who's called Baby goes to a Catskills resort with her family in 1963. She falls for the resort's lead male dancer, who's a blue-collar guy called Johnny. Eleanor Bergstein added a few scenes, short scenes to this, and a few more overt references to politics and the civil rights struggles of the era. But she and the director, James Powell, have done nothing to re-envision or reshape Dirty Dancing for the stage. In fact, the program doesn't even say adapted from or based on, presumably because this is the movie on stage.
Can't get more based than that, I guess. Now, of course, we've talked about this before. A lot of movies have been made into musicals. We talk about The Producers or John Waters' Hairspray. We're going to be talking to John on Friday, as a matter of fact, here on Maryland Morning. Those are two, and they were big hits. Dirty Dancing? Does that do the same thing?
Not at all. This is not a conventional musical. The biggest difference, and it's a huge difference, is that in this show, unlike standard musicals, the main characters don't sing. All the big emotional moments when someone would normally sing in a musical, falling in love, for instance, in Dirty Dancing, the characters don't sing. Instead, there are performers who are identified in the program as singers, and there is some context for them. They're performing at this Catskills resort, so it makes some sense. And there's a band on the upper level of the stage. Again, they're the resort orchestra. But we also hear a lot of recorded period songs. But the score serves mainly as a kind of soundtrack without original songs. They're the pop songs from the movie, plus some songs that they weren't able to get the rights for the movie. And, of course, there's that one song that was written for the movie, won the Academy Award, the final song when Baby sort of comes into her own. I think you'll recognize it.
I've had the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before. Yes, I swear, it's the truth.
All right, folks, you are not, in fact, trapped inside a Sandals Resort commercial. Jaywin Russick, our theater critic for Maryland Morning, is here. I'm Tom Hall. We're talking about Dirty Dancing. It's at the Hippodrome. That's, of course, I've had the time of my life. The show is called Dirty Dancing, so we have to ask the obvious question, how's the dancing?
Well, Tom, for me, nothing can erase the memory of the late Patrick Swayze. But I have to say, Samuel Pergandy, who plays Johnny, is a trained ballet dancer. He does just fine. The choreography is by Michelle Lynch. It's based on the show's original Australian choreography. Pergandy's acting is not as slick as his dancing, but I have to say that most of the acting in the show falls short. The lines are so wooden that I suspect that if the stage show had come first, the movie might never have been made. There is one big exception. Gillian Abbott, who plays the lead, who plays Baby, brings a lot of heart and sincerity to the role, and she shows her character's growth from a teenager to a mature young woman. When she first sees the staff dirty dancing, when she sneaks into the staff quarters during their time off, she comes across as a much younger, more innocent young girl. She's really stunned by what she sees. And I brought the song that she sees them dancing to.
What?
Okay, Do You Love Me from Dirty Dancing, the stage show, the classic story on stage. Now, Judy, I got to say, it doesn't sound like you've had, as we say, the time of your life at this particular production of Dirty Dancing. I mean, is there an audience that this show is going to appeal to?
Well, there must be. I mean, it's done so well in Europe and in Australia, and I think it definitely attracts fans of the movie.
All right, Dirty Dancing. It's at the Hippodrome Theater until Sunday. Jay Van Rusick, our theater critic for Maryland Morning, thanks so much. Appreciate your perspective.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll have more information about Dirty Dancing on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Lots more coming up after the news. Stick around.